welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. It's David here again, and today we'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 32 to 42. And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy. And they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough, the hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Jesus, up until this point, has always come across as such a strong leader and isn't really fazed by anything. All the difficult questions the scribes and the Pharisees threw at him, all the challenges he faced, he always seemed to be one step ahead. But now we see Jesus like we haven't seen him before, sorrowful, troubled, distressed. He knows what's ahead of him. He knows that his purpose for living among humanity is coming to a climax. He's anticipating the sacrifice that he has to make. He prays to his Father, if it were possible that the hour would pass from him. Is there a way that I don't have to go through this season of suffering? The hours that lay ahead were going to be uncomfortable, to say the least. He was going to stand alone, with no one to support him, no one to defend his cause, just accusation after accusation. But facing into that reality, Jesus prayed, "Not my will." He was willing to lay aside his own comfort and feelings in order to fulfill a greater purpose. Are we willing to walk a road that isn't always going to bring pleasure to ourselves, but where our greatest pleasure is to please the Father? Can we pray, as we face the uncomfortable twists and turns of life's journeys, "Not my will"? So where are the disciples in all of this, when Jesus is distressed about what lay before him? He had asked them to watch and pray. 3 times he had returned and found them sleeping. What has Jesus asked us to do that we have fallen asleep on? Maybe it's praying or witnessing to a family member or to a friend. Maybe something that he wanted you to be involved in or to give some time to, which has now fallen by the wayside. This, like the disciples, might not be the first or second time that he's asking you. It could even be the third time. Let us hear his voice this day and set ourselves with earnest to obey his voice. His request to the disciples to pray was for now, for the next hour, the next season. It wasn't a huge burden of time or future commitment. God leads us day by day, and there's sufficient grace and strength available to us for each day to fulfil what he asks of us. At the time of Jesus' greatest distress, he asked his 3 closest disciples to pray. I wonder how much we are praying for our brothers and sisters at this time of great temptation. It's a time of great need, but are we more interested in our own comfort than the temptations of those around us? Jesus asks us to watch and to pray. Let's pray. Father, as we remember this day, the distress and the turmoil that Jesus went through, may we bear one another's burdens in prayer and not be wearied in doing so. I pray also that we would hear what you are asking us to do today and that we would be attentive to fulfilling it. Give each one of us the grace and strength to face what life serves us today as we walk with you.